You're listening to Tales from the Crawl Space. And now, a word from our sponsor.
Okay, so, yeah, we fucked up. Went on a whole tangent last Friday on route food. And, food being my most favorite thing in the world. Of course, we forgot to mention our lovely sponsors. And, Jack, you're over there turning into shredded wheat on the screen. Oh my God. See, yeah.
This is why I stopped dropping
acid, folks. And I just couldn't handle that shit anymore. I want to send a real big, gigantic our bad to our sponsors. One of them is we got a new sponsor. We have Troy Addington with Pest Designs. Those of you on Pest Control Humor Depot, my favorite group, might know Troy as the guy that designed our new Glove Up Cheese Bags logo, Punching a Rat. Outstanding work. Nice, clean graphic. It's beautiful. And Troy has decided to put that on some textiles. And actually, he's selling those on PestDesigns.com. And he's got a lot of stuff. He's got the hoodies. He's got the T-shirts. He's got long sleeve T-shirts. He could put so much shit on a shirt. It looks like we're race car drivers with our fucking jackets and sponsors and shit like that. You really want to be somebody wearing a fucking Pest Designs T-shirt or hoodie from Troy Addington. And Troy's just starting out, so give him a little love. Get over there to the website, take a look at what he's got to offer, buy a little something from him. Let's get him started. I think we could do this as Cheesebag Nation and really get him off on the right foot. And Jack, you poor thing.
I need to get him to make some condoms that say PCHD and 1125. So when I pull out slowly, it says 1, 11, 112.
I actually have a tattoo on mine. And right now it says PCHD, but whenever I hear Paula Benedict sing, it becomes Pest Control Humor Depot, my favorite group on Facebook.
I always heard the thing where you have the words your name tattooed on your penis and say, hey, baby, if I have your name tattooed on my penis, will you suck it? She'll go, well, yeah. And you whip it out and go, hey, look, says your name. That's second. So, I'm just too afraid to get a needle put on that thing. Right.
Oh, totally hell yeah. Needles. And I don't want a needle coming near my needle. That's for damn sure.
When it gets cold, it would say.
Oh, man. So, Troy, wish you the best of luck on your new venture. And I know you'll be getting a lot of cheesebag love here in the very near future. So that's PestDesigns.com. Good old Troy Addington. Check him out. And
Definitely good stuff, for sure.
So, Jack, it's the middle of the week, and here I am drinking. What the hell?
Well, but what is your what's your chaser in? Is your chaser in a tumbler?
It's in a tumbler. It's in the tumbler. That's right. And there she is.
Oh, and you have your sounding rod in it. You're actually drinking from the sounding rod. It doesn't make the McDonald's noise when you do the straw thing.
Like I'm giving Paula a vacuum lobotomy. Benedictalicious.
Get old Paula out of that Paula tumbler. That's going to be a new word now. Benedictalicious.
It's a mouthful, that's for damn sure.
That's Paula right for you.
So anyways.
But no, the tumblers are fucking awesome. I use mine every single day. I've got several of them, and they go through heavy rotation. The Joker one's my favorite, obviously. But just the same, they go through heavy rotation. I use the shit. I had one when I was mowing today. I had a full of iced tea, mowing the lawn. Damn right. Didn't get no grass clippings in it or nothing.
Yeah. Nothing better than an airtight tumbler there, Jack. That's all right.
Damn airtight, right. Grass damn right. Tight. Good shit.
Out of sight.
You can find Tony at Spangler Art on Facebook and on the Pest Control Humor Depot if you're a cheese bag. And if you're not a cheese bag, you should be one. So go to the Pest Control Humor Depot. Go through the process of request an access, say you heard about it on Tales from the Crawl Space on the notes for where you heard about the depot at, and we'll get you in, and you can find Tony Spangler, a little bit of Tony Spangler. Mm-hmm. There, and request from him directly, or go to Spangler Art on Facebook. But if you're out there doing pest control, listening to us like you should be anyways, why aren't you a member of the depot? That's my question.
So yeah, good old Tony Spangler. Thank you once again for all the wonderful artistic works of brilliance that you've come up with on your tumblers. They're really good. And yes, Jack, I am kissing these sponsors' asses really good because we forgot about them on Friday.
But it's not just tumblers. He made an awesome mug for me as well. And I tell you, and it's not just pest control labels either. His wife works along with him making these, and she does these bedazzled ones that are just awesome for like Easter and stuff like that, or for your wife, your girlfriend, your daughter, stuff like that. All kinds of different designs. You think of it, he can make it. Mm-hmm. They can make it. They both do a fantastic job, so it's definitely worth the time and money of getting a hold of Tony and his wonderful wife and getting an awesome tumbler or mug or anything, any type of drinkware and other too. So,
Okay. So we're done kissing sponsor ass. Let's kiss our own ass here. So let's talk about what we got coming up Friday, Jack.
We have the micromanagement show coming up this Friday, and it's almost like a one big, huge, you can suck it episode. So what we want from you guys is to come up, send us your anonymous, and they will be anonymous unless you specify otherwise, your story about your micromanagement experience where some asshole boss rode your ass or whatever. And if you want to throw some insults in at the end, please do. Don't name names. If you do, we're going to cut them out and substitute other names just to make sure you don't get in trouble. We want you guys to stay safe, but we also want you to be able to blow off steam.
Exactly, yeah. So, micromanagement isn't just them watching over your idling hours or minutes or anything like that. Micromanagement could also be seen as something where a manager tried to make you feel micro. And if you've got any good stories where a manager tried to belittle you to the point that you just wanted to kick his ass or leave, whichever is probably best. Just let us know about it. Let's hear about it. And of course, everything's anonymous, so don't worry about any type of retribution. And if you do get some retribution, you let us know about it. We'll take care of it.
Well, 11:25
the living balls off of them.
And, if you have a great story like I did about shitting on the windshield, please let us know. That'd be fantastic. I mean, if you did some retribution for a micromanager, maybe that might be too many specifics. But, let us know. We'll keep it quiet if we have to.
That was still pretty amazing.
But after that show, we have the most fucking awesome of shows coming up. And, Brad, you and Paula jumped through a lot of hoops to make sure this one came to fruition.
We're going to be stepping out of character here in a couple of weeks for at least an hour in our lives, and actually having an decent show with a decent guest. This guest is more than decent. This guest is going to what this person has done with their career is going to revolutionize the way we do things in the world of bed bugs. And so none other than Dr. Nina Jenkins, who is one of the co-developers of the wonderful product Apprehend, will be our special guest on Friday, March 22nd. I cannot bloody wait for this. We have gotten, I've talked personally to a couple of cheese bags and a couple of other people in the business, and they are really looking forward to the show, Jack. And we got a ton of questions for her, and we're looking forward to asking every one of them. So I hope she eats her Wheaties because she's going to be busy.
The thing I love about it, we're getting it straight from the doctor's mouth, straight from the person who worked alongside of another scientist to develop this. I mean, and it's an industry changing material from everything I've read and everything I've understood and heard about it. Industry changing. And to have it straight from the doctor's mouth is fucking fantastic. I'm really looking forward to learning a lot on the show. And people say they learned a little bit here and there on Tales from the Crawl Space. We're going to learn a whole shitload coming up in a couple of weeks.
Hopefully we get to talk about, she gives us a lot of good answers about, how it came about, where it's the do's, the don'ts. you know, I'd like to talk a little bit about how to sell it. I've been really successful in selling the biological treatments versus some of the other treatments for, you know, like regular chemicals, heat, et cetera. And, you know, I'd like to talk a little bit about that and hopefully help y'all, if you decide to go with this product, help you out in the field to get it out there. And, you know, going to be a lot of good stuff we're going to talk about.
It's the kind of episode you can run to your manager and say, hey, check this out. This is the doctor that developed it. This is why we should be using it. These are testimonies from people in the field that have used it. I mean, it's going to be a great selling point to be able to bring this into the company that you're working for and really make a difference. And I mean, hell, first time you do it, what, 99% control, up to almost perfect control from one treatment.
Pretty much, I mean, hell, pretty much, that's all things unheard of. You know, all things being equal, I get 100% in 60 days. Yeah,
that's awesome.
And so, yeah, I mean, yeah, definitely something to take bring to your manager, unless your manager is micromanaging, you know, hypermentholated douche. But but other than that, you know, if you've got the managers here, it might be a good thing to look into. So yes, definitely, Dr. Nina Jenkins. I call her the apprehend lady, but just for the sake of simplicity, but can't wait to meet her. Can't wait to talk to her and can't wait to have her, answer all of your questions. So message Jack, this beautiful guy over here, and Brad, this beautiful guy over here, with your questions, and we'll ask Dr. Jenkins and hopefully we'll get answers for you.
You know, if Oldie Ivy had his own business, he'd be able to put that to use in the field immediately if he had his own business.
Ivy's a smart guy. Oldie Ivy's a smart guy. I think by the time he hears about this, he's going to put it in the stash for when he does finally go become an owner-operator. And,
because it's a long time coming.
We're going to have a babysitter on the 22nd to make sure that we mind how we go around our guest, and it's none other than wait for it. That's right. Paula Benedict is going to be also be on the show.
Yep. Hot damn! Hot damn! Always a good time when Paula's around.
Miles so that's
gonna
be a good show. Up on these shows than anything. Oh God, love her. Yeah, Paula is going to make sure that you know she's gonna have a shock. Yeah, we have shock. Things on our seats, and Paula's got the button down there in Texas. So we get out of line and you hear one of us yelp, then that means Paula heard it and she's straightening us out.
I've been so naughty, Paula. I've been so naughty. Shock me.
Jack's vibrates. It doesn't shock him.
Ooh, yeah. I have to insert it first. Right.
Yeah, she's got a phone app. Yeah. You know, she's like sitting there.
No. Hello, Reggie. Well, all right, boys and girls and cheese bags everywhere. Thanks for humoring us for 14 minutes of your life. Be sure to listen this Friday to Micromanagers. Go check out our sponsors. They're fucking awesome. And strap in for the 22nd because it's going to be a hell of a show.
For the next 72 hours, we ask you to bug off.
Bug off.
Y'all come back now. You hear?
Oh, thanks for listening to Tales from the Crawlspace podcast. Jack and Brad will be back next week with another great episode. TFTC can be found on almost every podcast provider available, and you can also find us on TikTok at TFTC 2.0, Instagram at TFTC Podcast, Facebook at the Pest Control Humor Depot Group, and our website, www.tftc.wtf. Don't forget to subscribe and share. See you soon.